Well, the largest mass gathering in the Muslim world is taking place in Saudi Arabia, with millions of Muslims performing the annual Hajj pilgrimage. This year's observance looks to be one of the largest ever, as about 3 million pilgrims perform the rituals. Thursday's events see pilgrims take part in a major ceremony called the Disavowal of Disbelievers near the holy city of Mecca. The rituals will reach their peak on Friday, which is Eid al-Adha, or the Feast of Sacrifice. Hajj is the largest pilgrimage in the world and one of the five pillars of Islam. It's a time for reflection and prayer. The spiritual journey is a demonstration of unity among Muslims and promotes equality of all mankind. Now back to the message now given by the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution on the occasion of Hajj. He's calling for Muslim unity. He says, in the face of enemy plots aimed at derailing the uprisings that have toppled the dictators in the Middle East region and, of course, in North Africa. Kamal Wazni is a political commentator joining me now live from Beirut to share his thoughts with us on this message coming at this point in time. Mr. Wazni, a specific reference also made here to Syria, where the leader of Iran is saying that we shouldn't trust the same powers who supported dictators when they say that they want to support democracy in Syria. Your thoughts?
Well, obviously, this is actually this statement. It's on the mark because that's the truth. The Americans supported the dictatorship throughout the Middle East and throughout the world. Every dictatorship around the world at one place or other was supported or was created by the United States. And those dictatorships still in the Middle East and these monarchies still supported by the United States. The United States supported Hosni Mubarak for 30 years, supported even Saddam Hussein, armed Saddam Hussein when he launched his war against Iran. They have no interest whatsoever in the term of democracy. All they care is about their own interest, economic interest, and the protection of Israel. With the situation in Syria, Syria stood with the resistance, stood its ground against all threat by the Israeli and the Americans, stood with the Lebanese resistance and with the Palestinian. And I think the American gave their warning to the Syrian times and times again, and the Syria decided to side with the resistance and to be a major power in the resistance. And that's why the American are and the, its alliance from Arab country going after Syria to destabilize the country. So we have to be very careful when we deal with the United States, because the United States, they have a lot of hatred, they have a lot of grudge, and they continue that grudge for a very long time. Look at the situation in Cuba, where when they imposed their sanction from 1962, America still imposing these sanctions against the people of Cuba, and the missile crisis are gone, and the Soviet Union collapsed, and Kennedy died, and you know, it's a whole new generation. But America's grudge and hatred continue at the people of Cuba. So they have no respect for democracy or due process. All they care is how they get and occupy and continue their interest in the region and around the world.
Right, and quickly if you can, the key message here in the leader's message here being, of course, Muslim unity. He's saying that what is going to help the situation now and the people who are facing these struggles in the region is a Muslim unity. Now, especially when it comes to Syria or other cases in the region, a lot of people may be saying that if we leave the issues relating to Muslims to be resolved by the Muslims themselves or regional countries themselves, it would be better. Now, how practical do you think that's going to be?
I think it's very difficult at this point, but you have to work very hard for unity, and you have to dispel all these attempts by the West and by the puppet of the West to create fraction among the people of the Muslim world. The Muslim world have a call today to wake up, unify, understand that the challenges and the threat that they face, and they know that their interest and their power comes when they united and not divided, and they have to make sure to distinguish between their enemies and their friends and their brothers. We all Muslim, we have to, in this holy day, the Hajj, we have to be able to forgive and to actually work to narrow the differences between the Muslim world. At least if we can get all alone in one thing, we have to narrow the difference, because our unity is a power and our division is a weakening for the Muslim world. I think the words of the Ayatollah, it's on the mark, and I think a lot of people around the Muslim world should head that call, because unity is power.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kamal Wazni, political commentator, joining me there live from Beirut.